Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about your cross to bear. And I'm going to read to you from Mark chapter 8, verse 34, where we read this. When Jesus had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." You could say that it was something like one of those good news, bad news jokes. The good news was this. The disciples understood that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The bad news was that this Messiah would be rejected by the religious and political leaders of his day, and he would even be executed in a degrading, tortured manner. Well, then came more good news and more bad news. The good news was that after his death, Jesus would rise again the third day. The bad news was that his disciples had to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. That last part must have really troubled the disciples. You see, it was bad enough for them to hear that Jesus would suffer, be rejected, and die on a cross. But then Jesus told them that they had to do the same thing, at least in their own way. When Jesus said that any followers of his must take up his cross, everybody knew what he meant. Everyone knew that the cross was a relentless instrument of death. The cross wasn't about religious ceremonies. It wasn't about traditions. It wasn't about spiritual feelings. The cross was a method of execution. In these 20 centuries after the time of Jesus, we've done a pretty good job in sanitizing and even ritualizing the cross. How would we receive it if Jesus said, "Walk down death row daily and follow me"? You see, taking up your cross, it wasn't a journey. It was a one-way trip. When you take up your cross, it doesn't mean that you bear some irritation in life. Some people have a physical problem and they say, "This is my cross to bear." Others have a financial or a social problem and they say, "This is my cross to bear." But cross-bearing doesn't refer to some irritation in life. Instead, it means to walk the way of the cross. The picture is of a man, already condemned, and required to carry his cross on the way to the place of execution, just as Jesus did. Martin Luther said that every Christian must be a cross man. Now, Jesus didn't only say that we have to take up our cross. He said that a man must deny himself and take up his cross. This means that deny himself and take up his cross express the same idea. You see, the cross wasn't about self-promotion or self-affirmation. The person carrying a cross knew that they couldn't save themselves. You see, denying self is not the same as self-denial. We practice self-denial when, for a good purpose, we occasionally give up things or activities, but we deny self when we surrender ourselves to Jesus Christ and determine to obey his will. Denying self means to live as an others-centered person. Now, Jesus was the only person to do this perfectly, but we are, to the best of our ability, as he works in us, we are to follow in his steps. That's why he said, "And follow me." Friends, understand, and understand this today. This is following Jesus at its simplest. He carried a cross. He walked down death row. And so, in their own way that God would appoint, so must those who will follow him. Ask God for the wisdom and the strength to do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.